Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj v svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacije med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevam, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
To se to, ko se danes pravi na tem paru, da te korupciji, laže, prenevedanje in zavajanju, enkrat se vse naj naredimo konec.
Študenti, tudi mi imamo svojo študentsko vlado, ki ubija projekte, ki so nam ljubi.
Študij je pravica in ne privilegij.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Kaj pa študentska zasedba v Beogradu? Tri tedne po tragediji oziroma zločinu v Novem Sadu, kjer se je zrušila slabo obnovljena železniška postaja, so 22. novembra študentke in študenti Fakultete dramskih umetnosti zaprli ulico umetnosti in 15 umrlih poskusili počastiti s 15 minutami tišine. Teh 15 minut ne njim, ne žrtvam ni privoščila manjša organizirana skupina, ki je fizično napadla študente in študentke, da so nekateri med njimi končali na urgenci. Ena od študentk pojasni.
The second we stood on the street, an organized group of people who pretended to be just people who were passing by, but they were actually an organized group of basically they were sent there to provoke us, and they started shouting things at us, and they started hitting our colleagues, who actually had to go to the emergency room after the attack. And out of this, we have decided to occupy our faculty until our demands are met.
Policija je na mestu protesta podprla nasilneže, vladni organi pa ne želijo razkriti imen napadalcev. To je sodu vladne netransparentnosti izbilo dno in študentke in študenti so tri dni pozneje, 25. novembra, izglasovali zasedbe Fakultete dramskih umetnosti, s čimer se je začel val študentskih zasedb po Beogradu in širše. Baby, ne boj se, ja ču. Študentka opiše odziv strokovnega osebja fakultete in ostale študentske skupnosti.
We were lucky enough that our entire professor body actually stands behind us in this blockade. They're not against us, which is very meaningful, because other faculties that are entering blockades these past few days do not have this luck. So one of our first actions was actually this Friday on the 29th. Since this the peaceful remembrance of victims from Novi Sad was cut short on the Friday of the 22nd, we have decided to blockade the street again and hold our 15 minutes of quiet, which we actually did successfully this time. And we are very grateful for that. And also we have received word that other faculties in Belgrade are trying to enter their own blockades. And we actually joined in the way that we marched with them on their faculties. We basically stand in solidarity with them together. And we went there to share whistles with them so they can be loud and rowdy in their blockade. So this is our way of supporting them.
In mreža medsebojne podpore se širi skupaj z zasedbo. Beograjske študentke in študenti so do danes zasedli tudi filozofsko fakulteto, jezikoslovno fakulteto, matematično in naravoslovno-tehniško fakulteto, politološko fakulteto, arhitekturno fakulteto in, ne nazadnje, rektorat. Zgledu so se pridružili tudi študentke in študenti Novega Sada, ki so zasedli filozofsko fakulteto Univerze v Novem Sadu.
Srce, baby,
Njihove zahteve so skupne. Pričakujejo objavo celotne dokumentacije o usodni rekonstrukciji železniške postaje v Novem Sadu, izpustitev vseh zaprtih med protesti, umik vseh obtožb proti protestnikom in objavo imen posameznikov, ki so nasilno napadli študente in študentke med njihovim prvim poskusom javnega žalovanja za umrlimi.
We have identified the people who were responsible for the attack. Now the identities aren't certain because we are not professionals. So one of our first demands is actually from the police to confirm the identities of these names that we have named in our official demands that we have sent to the police. Also, we ask that these names are persecuted for their attack. And also because two of the people who are named are actually in important position in some of the government bodies, we ask that they are removed from those positions and that discipline actions are taken after them.
Dva politično vidnejša nasilneža sta domnevno Milija Koljžič, član sveta mestne občine Novi Beograd, in Aleksandar Jokić, visoki funkcionar vladajoče srpske napredne stranke, koordinator stranke za Braničevski okraj in koordinator distribucijskega področja elektrodistribucije Beograd. Zanimalo nas je tudi, če zasedbeniki poleg naštetih zahtev stremijo k širšim spremembam politične situacije v Srbiji. Naša sogovornica je povedala, da se v imenu kolektiva zasedbenikov ne sme in ne more izrekati o tem, a da lahko pove svoje osebno stališče.
What I will say for myself is that I believe that freedom of speech is very important and that all citizens and all students have a right to say and do whatever they feel is necessary to win the battles that we are fighting against our system every day. And freedom of speech is the most important one that we are fighting with our government currently. I believe that every way that they're trying to silence us, we have to be louder than that.
Kako so na zasedbo odgovorili vlada in vladni organi? Kaj pa mediji?
Well, actually, we did not receive any reaction from the government or any official government bodies, which is exactly why we are still in the blockade, because we will remain in the blockade until our demands are met. Considering the media is the first day when the blockade was announced, they really wanted to hear us speak. However, we have chosen to remain silent until we have opened our own communication channel, such as our Instagram profile at Svi u Blokade, where we are publishing our own truth, our own words, our own photos and videos that we are taking these past few days, where everyone can see exactly what is happening in the faculty as it is occupied. And also, in general, we have received many letters of support, especially from other faculties of art, from other cities such as Novi Sad, Priština, Cetinje, Zagreb, Sarajevo, Skopje, also other faculties of other fields as well. And a lot of letters of support from organizations such as Srpska asocijacija scenarista, Srpska asocijacija snimatelja, Srpsko udruženje producenata, and so on.
Pa širše družbeno vzdušje je zasedbi naklonjeno.
Well, actually, I believe that not many people have commented negatively or positively on what we are doing currently. I mean, we have seen some underhanded actions by the government that are trying to, for example, they're asking students, but not all students, just some students, how they feel about certain topics that are currently in the ether, so to say. But no one has spoken about us directly in a negative light, which is both good and somehow bad, I believe. Maybe we haven't reached the right audience yet, but we are working on it.
Toliko o širši politični sliki. Kako pa izgleda zasedba pobližje? Študentke in študenti si notranjo organizacijo lajšajo z delitvijo dela.
We do actually have separate groups. So specifically for this reason, of identifying these people. This actually happened spontaneously as we were talking about the attack on Friday. However, when we decided to blockade the faculty on Monday, the 25th, we separated each other into different groups. So, for example, there's a group that does media and PR for the blockade. There's a group that organizes actions. There's a group that organizes just our life on the faculty as we live here day and night, basically. There's a group that we are very thankful for. That's our group for safety, who actually does their job to make sure who enters the faculty and who doesn't, who is lurking around the faculty, because we have had some people just walking around, taking pictures that it shouldn't be taking, and so on. And also every day there is a student body meeting where every single student from the faculty is welcome to come, and we make decisions for going actions all together.
Neposredna demokracija in skupno odločanje jim gresta dobro od rok.
So we have a student body that we call a plenum, and it is basically, we invite everyone who is currently studying in our faculty. So it's bachelor degrees or masters or PhDs, whoever is currently studying is welcome at the plenum. Every plenum work groups that are divided have their own topics that they choose to talk to the students about, and important matters are voted out. We are basically doing this very democratically, where who is present is voting, and whatever the majority votes for is what we do and what we choose to do or talk about or whatever. And we do this every single day, and we are lucky enough that the room in which we hold these plenums, which usually holds about 200 people, is full to the brim every single day, and more people file in or are standing around. And it just means a lot that really, I feel like our faculty has never been more together and more strong in this way, that we really are fighting this fight together. Like, people from different studies are talking together for the first time and exchanging ideas, and it's very meaningful.
Na plenumih torej sodeluje več 100 ljudi, prespi pa jih približno 40. Sogovornica pove, da se redno izmenjujejo in tako drug drugemu omogočajo tuširanje in počitek doma.
But we are lucky enough that actually our professors have helped a lot in bringing supplies to the faculty. So we have like little sections that are like, here's a pharmacy or here's a cosmetic store. And we have inflatable mattresses and stuff like that. So it's very, we are lucky enough that people are donating things to us constantly and are helping in what we are doing.
Pravijo, da ne gredo nikamor, dokler njihove zahteve niso izpolnjene. Ob tem pa pripravljajo tudi prihodnje simbolne akcije, ki se dogajajo ob zasedbi.
Well, we are working on more public actions. They will probably be of artistic nature, but everything that we plan to do will be on our Instagram, so people will know what is happening. Also, every single day we have our Flux Radio. Right now we're calling it Flux Under Occupation, so that people know that it is just people occupying the faculty. And from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., people can tune in, listen to what we are talking about, what we are listening to music-wise. This is just something that we do as a way of people hearing us and our fight. And inside our faculty, we are lucky enough to actually have a group that is working on film projections. We call it the Block Cinema. So every night we have marathons of different movies, and it's pretty fun, actually.
Zasedbeniki in zasedbenice potrebščine in finančno pomoč za stroške zasedbe zbirajo na lokalni ravni. Dodajajo pa, da jim lahko mednarodna študentska skupnost najbolje pomaga tako, da pozorno spremlja in širi informacije o tem, kaj se dogaja v Srbiji.
First of all, as I've already mentioned, we have an Instagram profile, which is at Svi u Blokade. And all of our official statements will soon be translated into English. It would mean a lot to us if just students from around the world would share our message and share our fight, because we believe that no student should be mistreated by their own government and by their own country in which they live in and create in. And the most important thing is that no one allows this mistreatment of students in any country they live in, such as ours. So this is a collective fight that we need to win.
We'll be right back. Ko se naveličate naših radijskih valov, lahko prisluhnete internetnim valovom Flux Radija ali pa preko Instagrama razvoju zasedbe sledite na profilu svi.u/blokade. Cirilice še vedno ne zna brati nikoga.
Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tlele manjka, ker je pač suj svoje upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacije med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevam, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
To z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.